Welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day
136. Hey, I got it right.
Whoa, we were right. In sync, in sync there. Whoa. Hello, Kim. Big tech in the hot seat on Capitol Hill. We've got it on live here. We're just trying to work out who's who. Mike didn't recognise the Google geezer. And also Timmy
I didn't recognise Timmy in a suit.
Timmy looks like he's at a funeral. Do you think that's foreboding?
Yeah, that's what I've just said.
So it's Google today, is it? I've seen... luckily, I didn't hear it. I only had to look at it. Yes, Zuckerberg was on.
Zuckerberg must be quite used to being in court.
I know, he spends his entire life there. I am actually... I've seen that many of these hearings now. I'm beginning to recognise the room, or at least the layout of the room. It looks like the one when that... You remember the judge that was... Well, what was his name? Jumped up little thing. Oh, his name totally escapes me.
I don't know.
Oh, you do? The one that got accused of being naughty, touchy-feely-feely. And he was up before a committee like that, and he put in a performance that was absolutely appalling. And then they said the women were full of hysteria. No, no, not like he was. Someone will remember. He looks quite pale today. I don't know whether it's not going his way or what. Because sometimes when I see these committees and they're talking about tech, it's clear they've not got a clue what was going on. The questions they ask, absolutely shocking. What is funny is seeing them all meandering around in masks. They're wearing masks, but not gloves of any description.
I remember talking to judges.
Go on.
It was a sketch on Not the 9 o'clock News, which was, for those non-UK people, it was a satirical show many years ago on the BBC. And it was a satirical sketch about judges and how old-fashioned and not in the know they are. So it's
that's true.
It started off with Mullud, the accused is accused of stealing a digital watch, and the judge says, "A digital watch? What on earth is a digital watch?" And it goes on like this over two or three things. And then, the lawyer says, and also accused of stealing a rubber sex doll, deluxe model, whatever that may be. And the judge says, the deluxe model is the one with the real hair between the legs.
Thing is, I have been in court. I have seen judges.
So have I when I did jury duty.
Yeah.
And it was nothing like that.
No. But I remember, and it was a murder case, so you would think, like, everybody on the metal. No, he fell asleep. The judge actually fell asleep. And he had, I mean, obviously, there are about 409, these judges. But he had a clerk. So if you've ever seen anything like, Judge John Deed, that one's pretty accurate, Judge John Deed. Apart from all the sex on the tables and things. Although, I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't there.
Sex
day.
On tables.
Oh, have you never seen John Deed?
I have seen John Deed.
Oh, yes, there was. All over his desk.
I don't remember.
Most unfortunate. Bit. Particularly given it had CCTV. But there's that's fairly accurate. So each judge has, like, a clerk. And this judge's clerk just reached up and took his notebook from him as he was asleep and carried on making notes for him that he would read later. And I'm sat there, you know, I'm like 18 and I'm incredulous. Like, the judge is asleep and nobody batted an eyelid. And his other clerk was sat in front of him. So he's facing the court and his clerks are facing the court as well. So all I could see of this clerk was that she had a binder open in front of her. So a paper folder in front of her. And as she kind of, I was facing them, so it was quite adversarial. So I'm facing them, and as she puts this folder down, I thought, that folder's pretty thick. And I kind of put my head down a bit on one side, because apparently you could nod off with impunity. And I glanced at it, and she had a paperback novel secreted in this folder. And you're thinking to yourselves, people's lives are being affected here today. You know, at 18, you're thinking, do you get like this, you know, when you get to 40? But I could obviously say, no, I would never do that. That's shocking. How many are wearing gym shorts? I'm suggesting a fair few. Most of them aren't in person, are they? Yeah, they're all on
this. Loads here about judges falling asleep.
A Zoom board with a countdown timer in the middle. Oh, how fabulous. Zuckerberg looks fed up to the back teeth. You know, when you think, like 15 years ago he was setting up Facebook, it was fun.
Yeah, he didn't sign up for this.
No, he didn't, did he? All this business. I mean, is it Facebook's fault that Facebook are like the de facto standard? Or is it just that other people couldn't be bothered? I'm not sure on what basis Congress gets involved. Does somebody have to report it? Is it automatic? Do they just randomly decide or what? Now, see, Google have been very clever, haven't they? It says Amazon, Facebook, Apple and Alphabet face Congress. People will have no clue that Alphabet are Google, so it won't affect their brand as badly. They're only allowed 5 minutes to ask their question. So that's what the timer's in aid of. The thing is, by the time they've asked a question and they're not exactly, shall we say, tech gods, they seem to over-explain the question. And then by the time they've answered it, you know, they've answered a totally different question. It's just a farce. We have a similar thing over here. It would be a parliamentary committee over here rather than Congress. But it's just as bad. It's everywhere. They are all just complete idiots. And, you know, the one we're having at the moment is what went wrong with the response to COVID. And basically, we didn't go into lockdown fast enough. So the government then locked down from Spain, and that's all wrong, because 12 million people want to go on holiday. I don't understand any of this. I sometimes think I live on a different planet. But you know what? I'm happy on my little planet. On my little planet, we don't have garbage like this going on. I am a bit concerned, though, because it's only Wednesday and it's a bit warm out there. It's currently 17. Not that bad, I can't cope with it, but apparently 31 on Friday, which does not bode well for the show. Shall we aim for a very short show? Because if we don't, YouTube will. And my machine, past 2 days, I've come in and it's dead. So at some point between me going to bed and giving it some peace, it's died a death. And I don't know why. So I'm working on that as well. So Google have been stealing content and monkeying around with the search results. Yeah, I can imagine that. And they don't really ask questions, they just make political statements. That's the thing. You know, as I listen to them, it's like, is there a question in there anywhere?
So they're being accused of being too dominant.
Yes.
Isn't that a bit vague?
Well, America has really, really strict antitrust laws, which we don't particularly, do we? I mean, if we did, is there anybody to compete with Amazon? No. But then Amazon are giving you the service that you need. I mean, I'll give you an example.
Yeah, they're launching free shopping in London, aren't they?
No idea. No idea, because I don't live in London. So I don't care, do I? Put it in the show. Put it in the show and I'll have a read. No, for about 6 weeks, I've been looking at...
Which show? The Matbite show?
Yes. I've been looking at...
I'll have to find
it
first.
Right, for the third time. I've been looking at a toy. And this toy is new. So I'm looking and thinking, is this a toy that I want? I'm also checking prices. Pretty much the price is the same everywhere. Nowhere had any in stock. So at that point, it was just a case of like, well, I keep my eye on it. I didn't think it was worth putting in an order with anybody, although they were taking pre-orders, because I thought, well, you know, you put your pre-order in and then before you know it, so somewhere else have actually got stock in and then you could order the thing. So I deliberately didn't put a pre-order in. And about 10 days ago, I started looking again, thinking, I needed to sort it out by the end of the month, which obviously is Friday. So I start looking again in anger, and I'm on the chat on websites, I'm checking Amazon, all kinds of things. And there were still, you know, you could place a pre-order and then you would get in a queue. And I'm still thinking, yes, but, you know, company one, I place my pre-order and companies 2, 3, 4 and 5 get their stock in and company one doesn't. So I don't want to do that. So in the end, I'm at Amazon's site and Amazon have got it for delivery. So it was actually in stock and technically speaking, they could get it to me today. But there was an issue, and the issue was it's like a bundle. So there was stuff bundled with it. But the bundle was on offer from the manufacturer. And Amazon weren't part of the deal with the bundle. So I thought, well, it's not surprising they've got stock, because no one's going to be buying it from there. If you buy it from somewhere else, you'll get this free bundle. So there I am, sitting there thinking, aggrieved with my little self. But nowhere else had any stock. And I thought, it's going to get to a point here where you either choose to place an order from one of these places and get it whenever with the free bundle. But whenever could be like Christmas. Or you place an order with Amazon, get it on Wednesday, no bundle. So I'm looking at the Amazon site and I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it without the free bundle, if there's a free bundle to be had. But, you know, then the question was, well, where do you order it from? So I'm looking at the Amazon site and all of a sudden I thought, hang on a minute. It wasn't obvious from the Amazon page at all. But, and do you remember Mum with that thing once, the trolley handle?
Yeah.
There was this thing years ago and it was a website and it was like a black hole whereby there was a secret part of the website and you just had to know where to click. And she was incredulous with all this. And she said, so if you click the trolley handle, you get in more, you know, deeper into the site. And I said, yes, Mum. So in this case, it was the trolley handle. So this became like a standard, you know, the trolley handle. Well, the trolley handle on this particular page for this toy that I was after was way down the page in the tiniest print you've ever seen. But when I clicked it, yes, it took me through to another bit that was the bundle. So you could actually order the bundle via Amazon. And they had it in stock, supposedly for delivery today. So I placed the order. So they're talking about, you know, Amazon are taking over. Amazon were the only ones who had it in stock. So, of course, I'm going to go to Amazon. Would I have been prepared to go somewhere else? Yes. In fact, I'd even picked the place I thought was best to get it from. But then Amazon bobbed up and they had the same offer and they could get it to me today. So they got the business. Is that antitrust? Have Amazon got stock because it was so difficult to get the free bundle with it? Have Amazon got stock because they're being unfair? They're using their market dominant position to force these companies who are manufacturing the toys to give Amazon more of them at the beginning? I don't know. If they are, that's wrong. But if they've got one with the bundle and I want it, why would I go somewhere else? I don't understand all this. I really don't. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Jonathan's not with us tonight. Jonathan has got an appointment elsewhere. What could we do while Jonathan's not here, Mike?
Release a show.
Let's talk about 129. I'm thinking with 129, there may be a review of the toy that has indeed arrived today. Sat on the desk, de-COVIDing. It's wrapped in a towel at the moment. Did you also wipe it over with disinfectant?
No, I just brought it up in a towel.
It's in a towel. I've got to disinfect it. Yes, I definitely think we should mention 129. So...
Somebody's an asleep dog.
An incompetent fool. We've got lots of those, Deb. He thinks we haven't had any violence in the last 2 months. Even I know there's been violence in the last 2 months. Give us the date for 129. Can you be sworn to secrecy? Because Jonathan must not know. Under no circumstances must Jonathan know. Oh, it's such fun watching his little face. Amazon was having issues with employees and issues of unsafe work practices. There were accusations of that over here, Deb. I think it was a distribution centre they'd got in Wales. And the staff walked out and said it wasn't safe. And the other thing was the number of parcels they were expected to handle in an hour or something like that. But they seem to have turned it around at the moment. They've taken on a ton of staff. And the staff that they've taken on have probably been made redundant from other places because of COVID. And they're taking them on because of COVID. And what they're doing is they're putting adverts on the TV. And these people aren't exactly, they would probably struggle to get jobs, put it like that. This guy said, like, you know, at my age, I would have been lucky to get a job. I didn't think he was that old, probably early 50s, something like that. And he was talking about the fact he'd got a daughter that was diabetic and that he felt safe working at Amazon. So they're doing their utmost to put like a positive spin on the TV at the moment. But they've not walked out on strike again yet, let's put it like that. But they must have taken on at least 50% of the people who have been made redundant elsewhere. You give us a link to 129, you wouldn't have access to catch up. Ooh. Mm.
Johnny said, I'm going to have to give this one a miss. I'm hosting a quiz. Loved the map bites last night, though. It was amazing.
Yes, what could we do? Mm. Well, come on. Is it not obvious, Kim? But we mustn't tell Jonathan. He wants 12. Did you read the email? Are you on the map bites list? You get the email. The email explained Jonathan's little wager. His little wager about 12 shows in a year. And I made the point, the way 2020's gone, anything could happen. So we were getting a wiggle on. So that should give you a big clue as to when we would hope the next show would get out. Just saying. But there again, you know, if it became weekly, all the fun would go. Jonathan would know when it was and everything. MacBites will be with you when you least expect it. But it might be sooner than you think. Let's leave it there. If you want to put your guesses in, I couldn't possibly be drawn. Oh, it's August next month, isn't it?
It's August next week.
Yeah, I meant next week. So that would be like, it's the first on Saturday. Just saying. You least expect it now. Yes, but as time goes on, Simon, you least expect it more.
I least expect it now as well.
Do you know why? Because it's not happening, is it?
No.
No, I can't do that as well as everything else at the moment. But as soon as I can, I will get round to it. What's on the agenda for today? Oh, Anthony's impressed there. Next Tuesday. You see, if it was Monday, that would be two in a week and we couldn't have that. Jonathan would never recover. Two in a week, definitely not recover. But we'll see. Shall I have a look at my calendar? see how likely this is. When you've quite finished deafening us, Mike. Yeah. Oh, honestly, I literally got down to 30 mails in my inbox and there's now 60 in there. Do they breed?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not supposed to be looking at that, am I? Oh, I've got another one of those. That's bizarre. But never mind. Oh, Michelle Obama's podcast is now available in Spotify. What took you so long, dear? 13 years. I wonder what her really schedule's like. What do you reckon? I'm sure it'll be nowhere near as inventive as ours. Right, let's have a look. So, what's sorting out here? Oh, on my calendar. Do you remember me mentioning great courses at Audible? If you're in the UK, they're on 2-for-1 this week. So I shall have to be having a look at that. I put that on my calendar. I should probably move it to Friday, but I've left it at Saturday at the moment. So we've got a buy request. We've got a marooned on Saturday, and then we've got a buy request. We've got a Tesco order by the look of it. Saturday Sunday's not looking bad. Let's say nothing more than that at the moment. Saturday Sunday, not bad. So watch this space.
Now I've been the cup final off there.
Now you've been the cup final off it, yes. Sorry about that. Are you not watching the cup final?
No.
Debbie's birthday. Wasn't Debbie's birthday August the... Help me out, Mike. I want to say 28th, something like that.
It's in Slack.
Oh, Anthony's got his first Tesco order coming tomorrow.
Birthdays.
25th, according to Kim. Right, 25th. Oh, that's my mum and dad's wedding anniversary. How long were they being married?
Is that Debbie S?
I do believe it is.
We haven't got Debbie S in the list.
Oh, well, now we know it's the 25th. Kim assures us it's the 25th.
25th of August.
Yes. Right. Mum and Dad would have been married 64 years that day. Do you remember their 50th? Kicked off.
Did it?
Oh, yes. Oh, that was so funny. Well, it wasn't really. Dad was always saying, can you get me a card for your mother? Can you get me a card for your mother? And I'm like, Dad, you know, can't you get your own card for Mum? He went out more than I did. He was out all the time. So I think I did get him a card. And Mum obviously knew that I'd got the card. But then this couple that he knew had a baby. And he went out and got a card for the baby. And it was like 2 days before their anniversary. And he let me get the card for Mum for their anniversary. She went orbital. Oh, yes. They did have a big party for the 25th, though. I remember that. 1981.
So Kim's guessing.
It's a guess. It's somewhere in the... It would have been a show from no more than 2 weeks ago. Let's see how good the search is. Spoiler alert, usually not great. Let's try.
Anyway, it's mine before then.
It is, actually.
It's mine 2 weeks today.
Oh, we could aim for your birthday.
I won't be here on my birthday.
Why?
Because I have a clash. I have a diary clash, darling.
I don't know how you've managed that in lockdown, but never mind.
Because I've...
It was the 20-something. I'm with you on that, Kim. It was definitely the 20-something.
Because I've got a power pivot webinar.
Oh, power pivot. Yes, I can see Timmy. We've got it. I've got it on the BBC channel, but I'm not particularly listening to it. You wonder with some of these, what they called? What do you call them? We call them MPs or idiots. Oh, idiots would work, wouldn't it? There's no other way for them to run the store in relation to some of these questions.
I haven't got Simon's birthday down. I've got Mrs. Simon's.
And haven't we got Dusty's down as well?
No.
Oh, we should have.
When's Mrs. Simon's?
Mrs. Simon's the same as me, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, there you go. And Erwin.
Yeah, I've got
Erwin's
Erwin
the same day as well.
Yeah, so when's Simon's?
Ah, Debbie's here. That'll save a lot of trouble. Right, come on, Simon. Get the date in there. Simon would have to ask her. Simon, no. You must have this tattooed somewhere important.
Right.
I think you could be. Let's get these in.
Right. When's Simon's birthday?
There's Mrs. Simon. Mrs. Simon, what you would like for your birthday. There you go. Oh, dear. We're working out birthdays. We're trying to fit in the next MacBites. Mike's birthday is the 12th of August.
2 weeks today.
2 weeks today. Just heard Mike say Mrs. Simon and logged in. No, Simon's not causing any trouble. You see, that's how you do it, Simon. You rely on the text.
It's because Mrs. Simon's birthday is the same day as yours. So that's why. That's why I mentioned Mrs. Simon.
And Simon was saying he couldn't remember. He would have to ask you when your birthday
My
was.
My birthday is the 12th of August, Debbie. When's yours? Because that's what started this.
Debbie's is August. We think it's the last week. We're thinking somewhere between the 25th to the 28th. So put us out of our misery, Debbie. I know you mentioned it the other day, but Mike didn't put it in the system.
I probably wasn't here.
There you go. Simon's the 4th of
August.
Simon's
the 4th, right.
Ooh.
Debbie's is the 25th.
Remembered, Kim. Well remembered. Right, so Simon's birthday's the 4th, which just happens to be next Tuesday, which just happens to be 1 week after the last MacBites. Good planning, I call that, Simon. He was indeed born in 67, weren't you? 67 was a very good year. We were both born.
And was Simon born in 67?
Oh, I'm thinking that's really good. Mrs. Simon's on the ball here. Birthday the same as mine, and a wedding anniversary same as your birthday. Which makes everything easier to remember. Simon's 1 week older than Mike. And a good few weeks younger than me. But then I work on my Facebook age. I knocked 10 years off. Which in hindsight was a bit of a silly thing to do. Because now I'm getting lots of things that say, have a baby before it's too late. I'm looking at it thinking, yeah, that ship sailed. Probably when I was about 14, when every other girl was like, oh, I can't wait to have a baby. I'm like, yeah, that's not happening. Once you got to biology year 4 and they explained how it happened, it was like, yeah, no, that's worse than the dentist.
Yeah,
not happening.
I'm a toy boy, Simon.
He is a toy boy. I wear you out, don't I?
Yep.
Not quite as much as the dog does. However, looking at the state of the dog, honestly, look at that face. Butter wouldn't melt. There she is, with a plate that she's had fresh chicken on. Fresh chicken. Look at that. I'll get a picture for Friday. Totally away with the fairies. Mind you, in her defence, she was rather rudely awoken this morning, wasn't she?
Was she?
Yes, when the carpet fitters arrived next door.
She wasn't.
Oh, she gets very grumpy. And that was nothing to what happened opposite. Somebody's dug the road up. Oh, don't ask. It's one of those days. Yes, so now I was all right. If you've heard the MacBites show, you will know why I was all right. Because I have a pair of headphones that Tracy recommended. They are the night headphones, the sleeping headphones, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah.
They are so good. I wake up and everything's still there, and I've got my custom music, which is coming from Dark Skies.
Dark Skies?
Dark Skies.
The Ganglians?
No, not the Ganglians. It is Dark Skies, isn't it?
And Dark Noise.
Dark Noise, that's the one, not Dark Skies.
You're the one that did the review.
That's the Ganglians.
What did you review again?
Dark Noise, that's the one. I was about to go and find the link for the headphones. Don't put me off. They are absolutely fabulous. I did not hear them digging the road up. I did not hear the carpet layers next door. They are definitely, definitely a good toy. There we go. Sleeping headphones. There was £5 off the other day. Oh, there's still £5 off. So they are £22.99, but there is a button underneath. This is what I mean about Amazon being devious. If you dived in and thought, yep, have a pair of those, add to basket, then you would have missed the £5 voucher underneath the price. So there's the link to the sleeping headphones. But they are brilliant. They are fantastic. I heard nothing. Nothing. So I gets up and Mike said, did you hear that banging? I said, what banging?
The Glorious 12th. They probably don't have the Glorious 12th in America, do they?
They're probably not allowed.
The Glorious 12th is what?
Looking at Kim, they dug up the road. Is the bollard okay? Let me have a look. Yep, both bollards are fine. But across the way, oh, it was chaotic. But fear not, I got photos for Friday. Right, go on, the Glorious 12th.
The Glorious 12th, which is my birthday, is the start of the grouse shooting season in the UK. Which should be outlawed, really, shouldn't it?
Why people feel the need, I don't know, to turn it into a sport, but that's just me. So, no, I wouldn't be doing all of that kind of stuff. In fact, I don't know. I was reading, I shouldn't have done really, should I? You know, the Harry and Meghan debacle. I didn't realise she was a vegan until they were saying that Kate had cooked for her herself. Like, does she not have people for that? And that she'd cooked vegan food for her. And I'm thinking, how does she marry that up with the fact that Harry went out shooting? Mind you, how does Harry marry that up with all this, let's save all the wildlife in Africa? Anyway, I don't think he goes shooting anymore. But yes, that was a thing, wasn't it? But you don't hear about it much.
As Father Ned said, there's always room for one more.
Oh, yes, indeed, there is.
Hypocrite, that is.
Have we shared the theme for By Request on Saturday night?
I shared it on WhatsApp.
And now, have you opened up? Oh.
The theme for Saturday night on Brooklyn's 196 is... Or are you playing with the dog?
Just telling her it's okay and she can go to sleep. Whatever is disturbed, I don't know. So we don't leave them hanging. The theme is...
Colours.
Oh, Deb. Some animal was killing another animal. It took a while to do. It sounded awful. 25 minutes. Oh, no.
Kim's birthday is 16th of December.
Oh, Christmas special there. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
A few... About a year ago, or longer, I got up about 4 o'clock one morning.
As he does.
Actually, it was earlier, it was about 3 o'clock. I think I was doing some training for Australia or something. And I heard this horrendous racket outside. I thought it was two people having a scrap. It turned out to be two foxes.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I've heard what I thought was like, well, actually, the cry was like a baby or a cat.
That's what it was there. That's what it sounded like.
But, I mean, you don't like to go out and get involved, do you?
No.
But the other one happened a lot closer.
Yeah, it sounded like a cat screaming.
Mm.
It wasn't. It was two foxes chasing each other.
Well, you know, you're thinking, like, if something's been murdered, I'll go and help. And I remember I turn the lights off in the office, then look out the window so I can see what's going on. And it was two girls having a cat fight. And I thought, well, I'm not saving either of them.
A COVID cat fight.
COVID cat fight. And you just think, like, you know that water pistol I've got?
Yeah.
The one that I wanted with an 8-gallon backpack. Oh, we had fun with that years ago. I thought, they just want hosing down, these two. Calm down, love, calm down. They're obviously scrapping over a bloke. I mean, there's no bloke that's worth scrapping over, I'd have thought. Obviously, except you, dear. But I'm hoping they had nothing to do with you.
Me and all my women.
Yes, you and all your women. Oh dear, oh dear. No, it's been quite quiet, actually, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But do you remember the one there was... We didn't hear anything. We just went outside and the garden was covered in white feathers. Mm. We've had to bury two pigeons, haven't we?
Yeah.
One was part of the pigeon... Pat the Pigeon was named after a lovely, lovely lady at church. She went to a different mass to us, so we didn't see her that often. But we were selling raffle tickets, which meant we had to go to every mass. We've sacked off that job. So we were selling these raffle tickets, and she was there at the 5 o'clock mass. And she was so lovely. So when this pigeon died, I said, I've got to name it after Pat, because Pat's so lovely. So we named this pigeon. It died and then we buried it. But we just heard last week that Pat has also died. She was riddled with everything, wasn't she? Mm. And yet she was so positive. She was the most amazing lady. I think she'd had cancer about 5 times. And every time she went back, they seemed to find something else wrong with her. But she passed away last week. Unfortunately, can't go to the funeral because obviously there's still a limit of 30 on a funeral. You were in a Zoom meeting last week. A chap was saying he'd eaten a squirrel. Oh, my God. Why would you eat squirrel? Do you know, the more I see about what people eat, the more I think these vegans have got a point.
Squirrel. Oh, you know, I told
Don't
you.
Don't giddy her.
You know, I told you that she likes to walk fairly slowly.
Yeah.
Compared to Maya.
That's good, though, isn't it, Lola?
Well, this morning we saw a squirrel and she shot off.
I keep telling you, you need a skateboard.
Yes.
Yes, you'd have had that, wouldn't you?
Didn't you? Saw a squirrel.
Where did that plastic one go?
It'll be in his toy chest.
It was so funny. He was obsessed with squirrels.
All dogs.
So we went out to this garden centre and they had a plastic squirrel. You know, the type that you're supposed to screw to the wall. Well, if we'd have screwed it to the wall, it'd have demolished the wall to get to it. But we brought it back. So obviously it didn't smell like a squirrel, but it definitely looked like a squirrel. So we're sitting there in the front room, all just chatting. And Mayer's on, you know, I think he was outside, wasn't it? And I picked up this plastic squirrel and put it like half on my shoulder as though I was stroking this squirrel. Well, he came in and walked past, turned and looked at me, carried on walking and then stopped dead and turned around and he took one flying leap and ended up on top of me and the squirrel. When he found out it was plastic, oh, there was hell to pay, wasn't there? He thought he'd finally got his paws on a squirrel. And I'm so bad for playing with his mind. But it had to be done. It had to be done. Now, my mum ate... Oh, wow, I didn't realise squirrel was a thing. My mum had rabbits when she was young. It was the war years, and obviously everything was on rations. And rabbit was like as near as they got to anything decent meat-wise. But when we got Mayer, I said, you know, you can get tins of dog food and it's rabbit. And I said, I'm not giving him rabbit. And my logic was, there are people round us who have rabbits as pets, and I didn't want him to think that they were food, that it was just a fresh version of the food. No, I didn't. If any of the rabbits disappear, I did not want Maya to be involved. So I wouldn't give him rabbit. But yeah, Mum had rabbit every week. And she said Gran had like a little menu, and she said it was religious. It was, I think it was soup on Monday, stew on Monday, rabbit on Tuesday, and then like the rest of the week. And it was literally the same every single week. Which I think is actually quite a good idea. You don't then have to think. Oh, it's not us. We're still broadcasting. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
You checking it out? I'm telling you, we're still there. We're still there. I found another version of those headphones. But I don't know if they'd work as well. No, leave them alone. You've already got the others.
Oh, what's that?
What's what? Go on, catch up.
There it is.
That's genius, Kim. Took Kiva to a petting zoo to smell the rabbits so she wouldn't want to run after them. Genius idea. That's a bit like the exposure therapy that I was talking about, wasn't it? In relation to the fireworks on an Echo device with a dog.
My Mac just decided to reset that setting for the function keys.
Keep telling you, the Macs are possessed at the moment. Totally and utterly
possessed. So I'm trying
possessed.
To up the volume and I'm getting whatever F12 does.
Let me help you out. What does F12 do?
It opens that panel in Chrome.
That, I haven't got an F12.
You haven't got an F12?
Yes, I have.
You must have an F12.
It puts the volume up. F12 increases the volume.
Yeah, not if you've got the tick in the no tick in the box in
no.
The preferences. Then it opens up the panel in Chrome.
If you're wondering what that sound is, I've got something stuck in my keyboard.
That's which now crumbs.
Which now I've picked it up, I can see. Oh, I did have some air somewhere.
Yeah, I've just seen the air.
You any idea where?
I've seen the air. Where? Yeah, behind you.
Oh, it's behind you.
No, the other way. There.
Ah, so it is.
Yeah.
Right, got it now.
It's a can sticking up.
Everything is just so organised here, isn't it, Mike? Right, let's get that out. There we go.
You got an email from Apple and they're selling their stuff interest-free if you use Apple Pay. Well, I thought you could only get up to £30 on Apple Pay.
I keep telling you, how many times do you need telling? If you take your watch into the Apple Store, you could buy the store on your
watch.
I'm not going
in the Apple Store. I'll get COVID.
No, exactly. I'm not going anywhere. Interest-free payments for a year.
Yeah, I've done that, Paul.
I did notice today, Paul, you'll be interested in this, that the iMac Pro is on offer. Lowest price ever. But doesn't look like this week, does it? Unless it's there tomorrow. But I had high hopes for yesterday. Sat glued all day. Got nowhere. Nowhere.
Now, what I was saying, Paul, was randomly the tick box in the preferences just switched itself off. So whereas if I use F12 to change the volume, pressing F12 without the function key activated whatever F12 does in Chrome. So I had to go into the preferences and take the tick out of the box, which I've now had to do twice in 2 weeks.
Told you, possessed. Possessed.
So unless there's some secret trolley handle keyboard shortcut that I've pressed to turn it off.
Do you know there probably is? I don't know what it is. My problems with my Mac are even worse. But yeah, it does keep doing weird things. My notifications that I mentioned on the show. The notifications, when you turn off your notifications, they turn on automatically at midnight. It's been doing that for at least 6 years. Now, nothing. It's just staying stuck on. Midnight, it just carries on through. And it just, I glance up and it's turned them off again. And every time it turns them off again, you know, you may have missed something. Although my notifications are completely in a mess to start with. I just randomly am not getting anything, not even on an iPad. So I need to fix it. But you know, one of those things where you think, do you know what? Shouldn't be broken. Yeah, one of those. Was working perfectly. Do you know when it stopped working perfectly, Mike?
When?
When I gave up with Fantastical because it went subscription. And my notifications haven't worked since.
I gave up with Fantastical. I'm now using the built-in calendar on my phone.
Oh God, no, it's not that desperate.
Because I'm a cheapskate.
Well, use Google, it's free. You get all the features then, instead of the half-baked ones. Now, the reason I'm not getting any notifications at the moment is, I apparently, I'm not doing anything.
I thought I had Google Calendar installed. I haven't.
Well, if you had, then that would solve your problem,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
I'll go and get it.
There is one thing Google Calendar doesn't do.
Connect to iCloud.
Just one. No, you can use your internal calendars if you want to. Ooh, off to the chippy. Get one for me, Simon. Quite fancy a fish now. Good night.
To the chippy.
You are not going anywhere. I am not having food prepared by other people. No, no,
well,
you
wanted
no,
one
no.
from Simon.
Fancy, I just fancy fish. But you can cook fish. We have fish on a Friday.
Can I really? Right.
And you do fantastic things.
Oh.
Although, having said that, I must admit, Mum did do better because she took fish and she made some gluten-free batter and then cooked it in it,
yeah.
Which we wouldn't be able to do because we got rid of the deep-fat fryer.
Yeah.
We don't eat fried food.
I made fish pie.
You did make fish pie, and the least we say about that, the better. The fish pie that needed scraping out of the bowl, that then needed soaking for 5 days, and the towel that never recovered. He had to get this out of the oven quite quickly, so grabbed a towel, but it was so hot that it burnt the towel. It was a calamity we don't want to revisit, Mike.
No.
Talking of which, an order came the other day, and I asked you to bring it up, and I've never seen it.
Well, that's because it's downstairs COVIDing.
I know that, but I needed it. That's
what?
Why I ordered it.
Right.
That's why I've got half of this in a mess, because I'd ordered it because I needed it.
Right, I'll bring it up.
Oh, God, I wish I had about 2 months to sort through the mess in here, to catch up with myself, and then another month to get ahead, and then probably I'd be all right after that. What's appearing? They usually announce at 1 p.m. Do you think there's still scope? That would be 9 o'clock our time. 9 o'clock seems a little bit late to me. Also, have to think about, you know, if I'd have known this week was the... Well, I kind of knew, but didn't take much notice. The antitrust affair, then maybe this week's not the week to be announcing new toys. Darn it. Darn it. But you know, there's all sorts going on here, but just not that. I've got the RSS feeds up. No. Nothing yet. Keep watching. Oh, good grief. Google have announced a new app for iOS, Google One. Storage Manager and Backups. That won't work for us, will it? We don't have a Google One account. A Google One account is just a Google account, but ours is an enterprise account, so it's not a Google One account. I don't think I'd need another app for that to get into my data. The other day I had a need, it involved iCloud, so you can imagine, air was blue. But I had a need to get this file from where it was into the Photos app so I could edit it. In fact, no, so I could actually post it to Instagram. And I'm looking at it thinking, yeah, I can get it to the Files app, but the Files app doesn't let you push something into the camera roll. But File Explorer does. Mine's the business one, but I think all of them do that. File Browser Biz is the one I've got. It's fabulous. I mean, it was good to start with. I remember doing a review of it, and I think I demoed it. But the fact that you can actually push from any cloud service into your camera roll, which is where it would need to be accessed by a lot of the apps that you've got on your device. Absolute brilliance. I love File Browser Biz. Don't know how much it was. I had the File Browser one and then you could upgrade to Biz. I think it gave you more cloud options. But I've got it. My favourites are like Google Drive and Dropbox. But it's not that difficult to get to all the rest. Oh, and you can access pen drives with it. And I started looking at it in relation to pCloud for that 2 terabytes of storage I've got on pCloud. But it also hooks up to OneDrive and OneDrive for Business. I've even got it hooked up to Omnipresence for the Omni apps. Although the way they're going, I won't be using them much longer. God, if the price gets any more expensive. So I think I've hooked it up to everything. iCloud, S3, let's hook up to S3. Local machines, Box, Dropbox, my File Hub Plus, which is an internet access device that you can put cards in, Omnipresence, OneDrive, OneDrive for Business, pCloud, you name it, it's hooked up to it.
I did have Google Calendar installed.
And you weren't using it because?
No,
because
I uninstalled it when I tested something and never reinstalled it, because I remember all the pretty pictures.
I find that much better. I can't navigate the Apple one that well. There's this view and I really like it. I think it's the... It could be the list view. It's a nice view. But once I'd found it, if you then like go backwards and then you try and get back to that view, I swear it disappears and I can never find it. So I work on the principle that's not logical because it takes me at least 10 minutes to find it every time I'm looking for it. So now I moved over to Google Calendar and it's great. I love the 3-day view on a phone.
Mm.
So you can see today and then forward for 3 days. The 3-day view is just brilliant. And if you turn it sideways in the 3-day view, you get the week view if you're on a plus phone. But the 3-day view is just perfect for vertical, which not many of the others have, and I don't know why they wouldn't. There is another one. What's the other one? There's BusyCal, but that should be fabulous, and yet it isn't for me. What do you think? You tried it?
BusyCal, no.
I bought it, but you've got like this list view. Oh, now it wants me to log into Google before it'll actually show me anything. Fabuloso, not. Come on, Face ID and everything, just log in. I don't think BusyCal has a 3-day view or anything equivalent. So the initial view is just a list view, which, yeah, not bad. Then there's a day view. I don't find day view useful at all. Oh, neither does Lola. No, it doesn't have enough treats on it, does it, babe? Week view actually is 3 days. That's bizarre. But you can scroll. And I'm really not sure about the use of month view on a phone. Does anybody use that?
No.
What about Yoink? That might be one way. What are we talking, Paul? To get a photo from a cloud service on iOS? Yeah, let's try it. Let's go into files. What on earth? Oh, it's in the Keynote folder. That's why I'm seeing stuff. Right, I've got some demo stuff. And on my demo stuff, I've got... Oh, a picture of Mike half naked. It's all right. It's the safe half, Mike. It was when you were hot and bothered cleaning the stairs. And I've got a picture of it. Right, let's open that. So that's downloading. And then send it to Yoink and pull it in from there. Is that what we're talking? Oh, I'd find it a bit small, I think, Kim. The month view with the days is fine, but the month view in BusyCal is so tiny.
What? Do you want to go and play?
I need more treats, Daddy. I've woken up. I've woken up, Daddy. Follow me. Right, I've got the app. I haven't got Yoink listed, so let's see if a Yoink's in the overflow. See if it's possible from there. Nope, not even in the overflow. That's a bit weird. It is installed. Do you know, it's so fiddly, isn't it? Let's try the apps then. Why are there two different ways to do this? I was going to use Yoink in a workflow. There's Yoink. Right. Hello. Now it's died a death on me. I wanted to add Yoink. Why aren't you adding? And why have I got other stupid stuff in here I would never use? Right. Hang on. Here we go. Right, I'm getting there, Paul. Now I've lost Yoink again. God almighty, Apple should do something with this. Right, Yoink's there and it's turned on. Right, okay. So now it's in the list. Let's send it to Yoink. That doesn't seem to be doing much at all. Let's try again. Right, send. It's a picture of Mike with a... Oh, he isn't topless. Yeah, oh dear. That's unfortunate, isn't it? Right, it's going to Yoink. So it's gone to Yoink. And then I need to go into Yoink, I presume. You know when I say it's not a proper computer? I'd have done it by now. Right. Share? You're right, I can then add it to the images. Okay. Let me go back a bit and just try that a different way. Because they might just have improved things. You never know. Right. Is there a... Now you can save two images from the Files app. But you couldn't do that a couple of months back. So my workflow would have been easier. But I much prefer File Browser Biz anyway. I had an appointment at my dentist last week in June. And they sent an email out to everybody and said, like, don't call us, we'll call you. I haven't heard from them since. So my June hygienist didn't happen.
Was it that?
I don't know. Did it come the other day?
Yes.
Feels likely. Was it de-COVIDed?
Yes.
This has been sprayed?
Not been sprayed.
But
it's just been toweled.
With this towel?
Yes.
Right. Let me have
it's
a look.
It's been there for 2 or 3 days.
Yes, it probably has. Yeah. Right. I'll de-COVID it then. Give me the spray. Crying out loud. Right, just give me the spray. God, do you remember when your post used to arrive and you could just open it?
Pre-COVID.
mind you, the number of people we've got going in multiple bubbles. Good job we're not going in any bubbles, isn't it? Oh, they really have made a mess of this. They've sent me an item. They've not put it in a box. I hate it when they do that. But they've taped it up with Amazon tape, which means that's the bit people have touched. Crying out loud. I'll rip the tape off and then I'll sanitise my hands. Good job it's been sat there for a couple of days, isn't it? And it's that tape that's got like a string in it, so it doesn't tear off easily. You're not making my life easy, Amazon. Instead of taping up the box that the stuff's got to live in, why don't you just put the thing in a box and send it to me? No, that's still not going to do it. Even though I've got the tape off. Oh, hang on. Good job I've got nails that are about 3 inches long. Right, I'm in. And if only it was the right way up. Right, I think I'm almost there. It's all right, this isn't worthy of an unboxing. You're not missing anything. It's a roll of sticky glue. You know, like they use for card making? No, I have not lost my mind and gone into card making. It's actually for something productivity related. I'm hoping you heard that. A mile away from the microphone. Right, it's for something productivity related. So it's... I actually have got this, have had it for a while, a whiteout thing. So it's a tape. So it's a bit like, we would call it Tipex here, liquid paper. But it's on a roll, so it's not messy. So while I'm looking at that, I discover that they do glue the same way, which means I don't have to get the stuff out and paint the glue on. This is dry glue, if you're with me. So I'm going to try it. I think it's worth a tech review if it's any good. It's actually for something techie with my notebook. So my paper notebook, when I've crossed out things and I don't need that page anymore, and I've got two facing pages that I don't use, but there's something written on the back of the pair of them. I don't want to constantly go through the pages that I don't need. So I thought, why don't you glue them together? Which took me down the route of, why don't you get some of this glue to do it with? Do you know, considering I'm digital, there's so much in my notebooks on my desk. Because I'm just grab it for the quickest. I really need to stop doing that, you know. That's what I said about having a few months to catch up. If I had a few months to catch up and get this into some digital format. But sometimes it is just easier and it's faster to do whatever it is you're doing if you write it down. One thing I was trying to organise was the DevonThink thing. The 5 sessions and then the 3 build-with-me's. And I was trying to work out what the date of each one would be and what the show number would be. And it was just easier to scribble it down. But I really need to stop doing that. Naughty, naughty, naughty me. No, I'm never quiet. You know that. You hate it when they do that as a birthday or Christmas present. Exactly, Anthony. The first time they did that with me, I was incredulous. It was the Black Friday sale. And I'd ordered this item. And it was basically a backup, but then Mike ended up using it. And it was a Blue Yeti microphone, which not cheap. So I went through the purchase process. Now, I'll admit there was a lot of money off it. And when it arrived, it wasn't wrapped. They just like stuck tape on the box. And it never entered my head. That had never happened before. Never entered my head that that was a thing. And I'm looking at it thinking... You know, it's all the same. If it was a gift, I mean, as it happens, it wasn't. But something like that, in terms of being a gift or not, if it was a gift and you were trying to wrap it up, that's bad news with all this tape on it. But the other thing is, it could actually reduce the value on resale. If you decided to sell this microphone, you know, the box would look terrible because it had actually been delivered in it. So it'd been knocked about on the way and all this tape's all over it. So I don't think they should ever do that with anything. All this eco-friendly malarkey. So the box, I mean, as it happens, it's just a collection of glue on a roll. But that's going to have to be stored somewhere and I would probably store it in the box it arrived with because it would take up less room. And now it's got my address label on the front and... All this tape, all the remnants of this tape that I've managed to pull off. Ridiculous. Scribble on the iPad. I already have Notability, Paul, and I keep thinking to myself, I should do it in there. But the thing is, it's that friction between actually thinking it and getting it noted down. Because in my notebook, I can move the pages around. It's a disc-bound organiser system. So I can rip pages out, I can put pages in, I can move pages around. Whereas I could have done that with GoodNotes, but GoodNotes is a pain in the backside because it doesn't work on Mojave anymore. So I'd have it on the iPad and it would synchronize between iPads. But in terms of getting it to the desktop to actually use it, less so. I found Notability really, really good. It's in some respects, it's better with the inking than GoodNotes. And there is a desktop client. But the way that it, one of the things that I noticed was after I've been using it for a good few weeks, I'd just been putting notes in. When it came to organise those notes, I'm looking for a button that shows me an overview of all of the pages, like GoodNotes, and there isn't one. So at the point I'm thinking I need to make a note of that, I'm like, oh, just put it on paper. You think about it later. Because I'd need to go in and make a decision at the point I'm making the notes of where it would need to be, purely because it doesn't have the ability that GoodNotes does to organise them later. Which is such a pain. I mean, I guess if I move up to Catalina, the problem would be solved. But, you know, I'm in such a mood with GoodNotes now for dumping it that I'm thinking, OK, so let's say I did do the Catalina thing and I could then update. What's going to happen when Biggles comes out? Are they going to do the same? Because there's such a difference between the core of the system on Biggles. They could well just drop support for Catalina, never mind Mojave. So I'm not actually inclined to support a company that doesn't support my choice of operating system for at least 12 months. There's no way I could just say, right, I will install Biggles and be done with it. I guarantee there would be hundreds of apps that wouldn't work. I've already been warned by Rogue Amoeba to leave it alone. You know, if you want Audio Hijack and all of your audio stuff working, don't upgrade to Biggles. It's not working yet. They're working on it. But it's not working yet. If that's not working, there's no way the video capture's working. So I can guarantee that Camtasia will break, Wirecast will break, ScreenFlow will break. That's my working week. So I can't do it. And you would think that they would appreciate that there are people like that, that do need... I'm not talking using software that's 5 years old. I'm just talking about the software that's the very latest version. It will break if I upgrade. So a couple of months. I remember when I think I went to Mojave. Or was it High Sierra? Or I was on High Sierra. I think I was on High Sierra. Mojave came out. And on the same day Mojave came out, one of the apps that I used in the App Store said there's an update and then said, but you can't install it because it's Mojave only. And I'm like, what? The day Mojave is released, it's Mojave only. And it was. That's just insanity. Doesn't Apple support the past two S's? Apple might, but increasingly the developers aren't. And in relation to Biggles, I'm really thinking I don't blame them. Because it's going to be so different. They would need to... It would cost them a lot of money to... support two operating systems that are completely different. Now, I don't dabble in the development side of it. How different is it? Well, just looking at it, you can see it's incredibly different. So I foresee when Biggles does arrive, it's probably just easier to buy a new computer and then put stuff on it. And what doesn't work doesn't work. But you've got your other one. And it shouldn't be like that, but it is. Can you imagine that with a car? Good job we're not interested in cars, isn't it? Judging by the price of some of the cars I see, doubly so. I could have four iMacs. It's four incredibly good iMacs. You know, iMac Pros for the price that some people pay for a car. Can't understand that myself. Mind you, I'm not going anywhere, am I? So a car's the last thing I need at the moment, I can assure you. But I need to have a think about it, need to get stuff organised. But no matter how hard I try and do without a notebook, and you're the same, aren't you, Mike?
I am.
There is always place for a notebook, in Mike's case, on the leg of his iMac. It's a thing for him, on the leg of his iMac. Now, what's Metamoji? I don't recall seeing that. Let me put that in and have a look. Let's have a look. The notes one. I think I did see that a while ago. Yeah, because that's on Android as well, isn't it? I think I watched a video, and I can't remember why I decided to go the way that I went, apart from being really peeved. That's good with the graphics, isn't it? Smart cropping. Oh, I'm liking that. Oh, what have you done, Deb? It's old. It was a long time ago that I saw it. Probably literally around the time I'm like looking for a notebook, a digital notebook. I just think the writing part of it, notability is great. The typing part, notability is great. But I think where GoodNotes edges it is in the page organisation. And that will then slow me down at the point of creating. Can I take a page from one notebook and put it in another one? Can I reorganise the pages? Now, I can reorganise the pages. Let's have a look. I can reorganise the pages in the sidebar, but GoodNotes has this business where you can see all the pages. And I keep looking at Notability thinking it's got to be there because it doesn't make sense for it not to be. So if I add a few pages here, so if we add a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 5, that will give us 6 pages. I can pick up a page and move it without even going into like jiggle mode, which that's good. But if the page I want to move is kind of, you know, 90 pages down, that's not so good because I've got to drag it up. Why not have a mode which is all the pages so I can see them? And I keep looking for it, thinking there's got to be, you know, maybe you could widen the column or something so you could see more pages. And it's not there. Just accept it, woman. It's not there. You can toggle the pages on and off. You can go into, there's a view option, but the view option is nothing to do with seeing the thumbnails of the pages. Why does nobody make the perfect notes app? Hello, Tracy. Good to have you with us. Have you caught up with the Lady Pipe video now? There's actually no words to explain the Lady Pipe, is there, Mike?
No.
No, you really do need to see the video for the Lady Pipe to have any meaning whatsoever. You just need to hit the number bar at the bottom. You can rearrange the pages as well. There is a kind of number bar-y thing, but all that does in this is kind of, it's got a zoom view and all of that. It's got every view you need apart from the one to organise the pages. I'll have to Google it and have a look, but it seems something obvious that's missing. But then I wonder if it's to do with the view of the pages. If you went into single page view. No, because if I... Well, that one's blank. Good grief. If I do that, you can't pinch them in. I'll have a go with Scribble when it comes out. I've put a link in Slack, Tracy, as a reply to your comment. So it's already there. It has to be seen to be believed. As I put in the text, I can't remember how we got onto it. But we got onto it. And then Deb sent this link to the most amazing video. It was hysterical. And we all just like watched behind our hands going, oh, no. And it was terrible. But we did have a really good laugh over it. It was one Friday night, wasn't it?
Was it a Friday night?
It could have been a Friday, could have been a Saturday. It was towards the weekend anyway. And we had a fabulous time laughing over it. And then about 6 or 7 days later, Stuart bobbed in. And Stuart hadn't heard about the Lady Pipe thing. But we did mention it, didn't we, on By Request. It was like the Lady Pipe. No, don't mention it. And it was right at the end of By Request. And Stuart was straight on it, wasn't he? Mm. And came in and said, what's this about the Lady Pipe? So we said, you know, you'd have to have been there, Stuart. So the following day, after the Brooklands News, he pitched up. So we had the Lady Pipe redux as we went over it again. It has to be seen to be believed. Although I do think Jonathan came up with something pretty amazing last night.
He did.
I took 10 minutes gazing at it, thinking how it actually was, you know, how you actually would use it. You know, it being square and all that. Let's leave that alone. It was a Saturday because By Request was coming up. Excellent, Debbie. Thank you. I think I put the numbers in, wasn't it? 118. 118 and 124? Something like that. That's probably why I mentioned it at the end of By Request, because we were still giggling about it. It's just like one of those things, the existence of which you just question why. Why, basically. I mean, obviously we know why, but who in their right mind would be using it? Beware if you see a lady hiking with the pouch. That's all we've said.
Just on a kayak.
On a kayak. There were so many questions. Oh, that was the other thing, Tracy. When you've watched the video, scroll down and look at the questions. And it was like, can I use this in a kayak? And as we looked at different versions and different colours of this thing, it was like, I'm going kayaking. And I was like, what's this with kayaking? Everyone was... And then we found this story about the canal that runs right next to Jonathan's block of flats. And it was this woman in Manchester saying, I'm going to be kayaking to work. And that was it. We were gone. We were totally gone at that point. The thought of this woman kayaking past Jonathan's flats. Can you imagine? Jonathan gets up one morning, tired, opens the window, opens the curtains, and there's this woman kayaking past his window. Potentially with a lady pipe. It wasn't a square. Well,
I'm putting the link.
Put
in.
The link in for Kim.
There you go, Kim. There's the link.
Words fail me with that one. Really, I'm not at all sure what to do with that. Because it's square. That would be so uncomfortable. Unless I just don't understand. Apparently, though, it does say underneath, doesn't it? You know, it could be a gag gift, but it does say it's actually a product. You know, it's a thing, and guys. Used this thing, but it wasn't really a square lady pipe, was it? It was how do you describe what that's for? Recreational purposes. There we go. Recreational purposes. I'm still not sure why anybody would use it, but hey, I clearly don't understand the logistics of these things. You've got a video in your YouTube list for going to the rest pipe. Restroom outside the day after you talk about the lady pipes. This is the question.
And that link's for Tracy.
This is the question they should be asking at this investigation thing that Congress are doing. That's the kind of question. Somebody should say, I was watching this video about the lady pipes. And then something else came up in the feed. Scary, scary, scary. Mind you should have seen the things I got for doing the show. I'd mentioned Norman Collier in the show. Obviously, he's in the title. Sadly, no longer with us, but in his day, a great comedian. So I was looking for two videos. I was looking for the one where he did the broken mic sketch, which always was brilliant. How he did that, I don't know. I think that takes skill, that. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with a microphone, and he's actually speaking only like half a word, and some of the words then sound like words you shouldn't really be saying, and that's what makes it so funny. But also the chicken thing. Well, I made the mistake of doing it on my own YouTube account. You should see what I'm being suggested that I would want to watch now, and I'm like, no, don't recommend that one. You wouldn't want to see a testacuzzi in a kayak. Oh, the scope to build them in, Kim, clearly. I don't think it's just us, you know. I think it's everybody else that's weird. I can see it as a gag gift, but a lady piper's gag gift. No, I don't think so. I just logistically think that would be... No, definitely not. You know why I'm thinking definitely not, don't you, Mike?
No.
This will probably come as a shock, because I remember talking about this on a Matt Bites Live. And do you remember Nickintosh?
Mm.
Nickintosh said, I just see you in crinolines. I made this admission, I suppose, but I don't think of it as an admission. It's just me. I never wear jeans or trousers of any description. I am a girl. I wear a skirt all the time. So the lady pipe, oh, that would not be good, would it? Definitely not. But Nickintosh says she sees me in crinoline now. So, like I'm from the 1800s.
Tracy could have done with a lady pipe.
If you want to get one, Tracy, and you know, do a live unboxing, etc., and a demo, feel free. Let us know how it goes. Jonathan would be infinitely fascinated, I can assure you.
Yeah, because he's doing an unboxing of his toy.
Yes, I did say to him, I did threaten him and say, we definitely need you to buy one, Jonathan, and do an unboxing. In fact, possibly the black one and the white one. But he said it, we'd be taken off air. It was a risk I was prepared to take, weren't you?
Yeah.
Educational purposes. Ah, now Deb doesn't even own a dress or skirt. You see, there's nothing wrong with that. But the fact that I don't own a pair of jeans or trousers, people seem to think he's really weird. Just the way I am. I don't. I did have a pair of jogging bottoms once, didn't I? Oh, and a pair of shorts. The year we met, I had a pair of blue shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But other than that, no. No. No, never done the jean thing or anything like that. But there's nothing wrong with that. I can see you with your skirt over your head. You choose a lady. But if I did that, I wouldn't be able to see a thing, would I? This is why lady pipes, bad idea. Bad idea. Do you know, I guarantee you within sort of 10 years, and that might be an overestimation, there'll probably be body modifications going on to have a lady pipe permanently attached. I could see it. Because all the things that we once thought, that's too ridiculous to be true, are now actually happening. Do you remember the Truman Show? And we all said, that's beyond ridiculous. That's actually life now. So many people just live streaming everything. Oh, T-shirt and shorts every day. COVID outfit. Probably safest, Kim. Probably safest. I was actually thinking, those T-shirts with the little buttons on. Need to get those going again. That would be better. But I've also got to face the garden at some point. Ugh. The hedges need doing. So there's nothing for it. I'm going to have to get out there. But I guarantee you it won't be before Friday. And that one's a police van. No idea where he's rushing off to. What was it earlier? Was it an ambulance going the other way? And it's like this all day. That 3 weeks at the beginning of lockdown where there was nobody outside. You could hear the birds singing all day. I didn't realise birds sang all day.
You don't like hearing the birds singing.
I'm fine with birds singing as long as it's in the afternoon.
Oh, right.
Just not before noon, because then it annoys me. But now I've got my sleeping headphones, I'm okay. Well, we better go off and find some treats for Lola.
Eat, yeah.
I'm still thinking ice cream's a good idea, but then I think ice cream's a good idea all the time. And we will be back with you tomorrow. What day is it tomorrow? Thursday. Oh, it's Thursday tomorrow. So it's your last chance tomorrow to make suggestions for Friday before you get given what I feel like doing and not maybe what you feel like hearing. So let me know. You need to cover up the nice white English legs you inherited. I'm Snow White. Absolutely. In fact, isn't it vitamin? Is it vitamin D or vitamin B?
D
from sunlight. Yeah, probably need to take some pills for that. Not liking the outdoors and working nights. Probably should do that. Oh, Kiva's asleep on her feet. Oh, how sweet. Lola jumped on me this morning. Probably back from her walk. About 10 to 8-ish. And then settled down, which was rather sweet. Like that. She doesn't do that often. But she was very, very, very sweet. Right, okay then. We will be with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Hopefully with news of Apple. See what happens with Timmy. Tomorrow is also the earnings call. And if it goes as usual, we might even have the press release early enough to sit here laughing like hyenas at saying, the best quarter ever, which is what we always say, because that's what Apple always say. So, earnings call tomorrow. Don't miss it. But until then, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.